courage to walk by faith, to have the fullness of God, have the fullness of that love, to make that historical impact in our lives. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, what a wonderful joy we've had this morning just going through these verses, allowing the Spirit to open our eyes to see these things, Father. Pray that we will take these things that the Spirit has made real in us, that will become part of our life, Father, in our marriages, in our life, in our assembly, that the air of our being and our relationship with you, Father, that we may fulfill the very purpose in why you have sent us. This then, Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen. About spiritual love, you can't say, well, I'm going into this situation, therefore I've got to do this so that I'll be kind and I won't be this and do that. You can't do that. I can't give you a list. This is by the power of the Spirit. And when I'm on the other side and I look back, oh, that's what kindness looked like in that situation. We're studying kindness right now. That's what kindness looked like in that situation. Now, you can't take that and superimpose it and make it a rule for all other similar situations. That's what's so dynamic about this. That's what's so phenomenal about walking in the Spirit by love, by faith. You don't know what it's going to look like. You can't try to make it happen. This is what frustrates Satan. People, if I know the law, I can make it happen. Eventually. I know what the law says. I can make myself do it. You can't make the impact of spiritual love happen because you don't know. I don't know what it's going to look like here. I don't know what it's going to look like in this confrontation with my husband, my wife, my children, my parents, my family, someone I'm in love with, at the church, at work, anywhere. I don't know what it's going to look like. But I know going into this, I'm going to walk by faith in the Spirit. And then you get on the other side and go, wow, look what it looked like. Look what it did. And you know, I didn't do that. I didn't make that happen. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. I praise you for it. So, Scripture will let us know what God desires. 5. One, underline it, one of the factors of spiritual growth or maturity.